Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Set up their own little camps
the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis. And it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, today is Tuesday, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. So this is G Money Sports Report. Let's talk about baseball.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money Sports Report, and we're talking about Major League Baseball. Well, it's like 2 games left in the season, and then they're going to start the playoffs for the Major League Baseball. So all the teams have been jockeying for position, trying to win as many games as they can, so they can qualify for the playoffs. And right now, the American League is at, it has 5 teams that are the top 5 teams in the American League, and they are as follows. The Houston Astros are in number 1. The New York Yankees are team number 2. The Toronto Blue Jays are team number 3. The Cleveland Guardians are team number 4. And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are team number 5. That's the top 5 teams in the American League. So now let's talk about the National League. They've been jockeying for position. The teams have been playing, and some of them have been getting some more wins. So they've been moving up in the standings. And so as of today, the standings for the National League are as follows. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place. The New York Mets are in second place. The Atlanta Braves are in third place. The San Diego Padres are in fourth place. And the St. Louis Cardinals are in fifth place. And that's the top five teams in the National League. So that's the top 10 teams in both leagues, in the American League and in the National League. And as of today, that's the top 10 teams in Major League Baseball. So that's all for G-Money Sports Report in the Baseball League. So now let's talk about the sports report for the National Football League. We had a football game last night, Monday Night Football, and that was an interesting game between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. And it was a battle to the end. And I don't know what the final score was. DJ Papa D, can you tell me that the Rams won the game last night and what the score was?
Well, G-Money, unfortunately, the 49ers won last night. They beat the Rams 24-9. You bet on Rams and over, and it was 49ers and under.
Oh, man, that's disappointing to hear. I should have known San Francisco was going to win because they had Garoppolo as the quarterback. So they always win when he's quarter, and they have a good offensive situation. But I thought the Rams had it together. They are the world champion, or the defending world champion from last year. So, okay. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. So that took my record down to, I was 9-6. So I ended up 9-7, or was I 8-7? And that made me 8-8. What was my standing as of yesterday's loss?
You ended up 8-8.
8-8. Okay, so I was 8-7 going in. All right. So, G-Money Sports Report, I ended up in the NFL pick for week number 4. I ended up 8 wins and 8 losses. Oh, well, it was a 500% week. So I guess that's all right. But the games that I bet on to win at the casino, I lost 2 of those 3 games. So it wasn't a good week for me at the sports book, and that's for sure. But this week, week number 5, I'm going to be on top of it. I think I'll have some better choices. And I'll have some wins. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, October 4th, 2022. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
Okay. So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this. I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to Catholic school from first to the 12th grade. I got the best education and money to buy. My kids was good to me, and I got good grades. Happy Father's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I went to the park. He taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mother was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. He went to work and he came home from work at night. He paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my dad. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. We moved from a little three-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a two-story four-bedroom house on the hill. We moved to our society, and the people in my neighborhood were good to me. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was three. He was my best friend. My mama bought me my first car. And when the motor broke, my daddy brought me to his mechanic friend. And he fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee. I was so cool. I drove a fancy lowrider car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mother for three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. Here with me, my mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day all around the world.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100. Style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet.
and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody. This is Tuesday's radio show, and I'm welcoming everybody to listen to Gregory's story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas, and I got a story for you today. There were three men working on a high-rise building. They were putting windows in up on the 54th floor of the high-rise building. And they took a lunch break, and it was an Italian, it was a Mexican, and it was a Polish guy that were working together. And the Italian guy went to open his lunch, and he said, if I have another lasagna lunch, I'm going to throw myself off the building and kill myself. And he opened his lunch, and he had a lasagna lunch. So he threw himself off the building and killed himself. And then the Mexican said, if I have a burrito or some Mexican beans in my lunch, I'm going to kill myself. And he opened his lunch, and he had Mexican burrito and beans, and he threw himself off the building. And then the Polish guy was sitting there, and he thought to himself, well, if I have a Polish sausage in my lunch, I'm going to kill myself. And he opened his lunch, and he had a Polish sausage sandwich in his lunch. And he jumped off the building and killed himself. Now, since all three men worked together and they all died together, their funeral was held together. And all of the wives were at the funerals crying. The Italian's wife was crying, and she was whining, and she was like, oh, I miss my husband. I can't believe he killed himself. He killed himself over his lunch. All he had to do was tell me he wanted something different for lunch, and I could have fixed him something different. He didn't have to kill himself. Oh, I miss my husband so much. And then the Mexican wife was crying, saying, I miss my husband. Oh, God, I can't believe he's gone. He was such a good husband. I can't believe he killed himself over his lunch. I can't believe if he didn't want what he had, he should have told me, and I would have fixed him something different. He didn't have to kill himself over his lunch. Oh, I can't believe he died. And then the Polish wife was crying over her husband, and she was like, man, I miss my husband. He was such a good husband. He was so good with the kids, and he went to work every day, and he brought home the paycheck, and he paid all the bills. Oh, I miss my husband. And the wives looked at her and said, aren't you upset because your husband killed himself over his lunch? And she said, no, I have nothing to do with that. He fixed his own lunch. Da-da, 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 da-da. Ha-ha-ha. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Yeah, I wrote a book, and they said the book was born. They put it on the Braille reading list, and then they took it off the Braille reading list because they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you didn't know, now you know. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Ah, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, now I have a short story to share with you. And it goes like this. You know, when I was in high school, I had gotten a motorcycle. And and I was riding my motorcycle to school every day. And when I ride, I'm a real rider. I ride on the highway, and I go in and out of cars, and I'm cutting in and out of traffic, and I'm going down the highway, and I'm making moves on the highway and on the city streets. And I went all the way to my high school, and I got to the high school, and I parked my motorcycle in the parking lot where all the students parked their cars and their motorcycles, and I went to school. Well, when I got out of school, I gave one of my buddies a ride home to his part of the town. He lived in the city where my high school was, but he lived in a new development area where they were building new houses, and his house was one of the new houses that had just been built. And he had a whole bunch of undeveloped property over where he lived. So when I dropped him off at his house, we went motorcycle riding. And I was riding all in the hills. I was going over jumps, and I was coming down on the hills, and I was doing hook slides in the sand, and then I was punching it, going down the straightaways, and I got to another curve, and I hit a hook slide on the curve, and I went down the straightaway again, and I was flying. And then I get to another curve, and I slam on my brakes and slide and do a hook slide. And then I go up another hill, and then I get to the top of the hill, and I jump off the hill and come down the hill. And I was having a good time. And that was a good day for me. I had a great time riding on that hill in that undeveloped property that was over there by my buddy's house. And when I came down off of one of the hills, I got a flat tire. So I had to call my dad and have him come pick me up and give me a ride home. And that's how I ended that day, with riding my motorcycle. All right. Well, that's the story that I want to share with you right now. Let's take a commercial break, and I'll come back with another story to share with you in a minute. You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because it should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5 and $2.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change. Because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
Since the day I was born, GG money. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. DG Money. I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. DG Money. A AA. A BS. And a BA degree. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money. I wear diamonds and gold and I dress real fine. DG Money. All the girls love me cause I'm blowing their minds. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money. I pledged the Friday to speak my fraternity. DG Money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business. That's me. DG Money. I was the step master. Big dog on the yard. DG Money.
What, boy? Let's step. Take the dog on the yard.
I'm DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. DG Money. Woo! I'm DG Money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty.
I'm G Money. The Pimp Comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was the only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022, Las Vegas time. So, everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short story to share with you. Which short story was I going to tell you? There was a man that went into a bar, and he asked the bartender, he said, if I can show you an interesting act, can I get a free drink? And the bartender said, yeah, people come in here with all kind of interesting acts. So your act had to be really unique if you want me to give you a free drink. And the man said, okay. And he pulled out his suitcase. He opened it up and pulled out a little tiny piano and sat it on the bar. And then he pulled out a hamster and sat it next to the piano. And the hamster started playing Beethoven on the piano. And the bartender said, yeah, that's pretty unique. Okay, I can give you a free drink on that. And so the man got the drink, and he drank the drink. And after he finished the drink, he asked the bartender if he could have another drink. And the bartender said, well, you have to have another specialty act to go with the first act if you're going to get another drink from me. And the man went in his briefcase, and he pulled out a frog, and he put the frog in front of the piano, and the bartender and the hamster started playing Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, and the frog started singing Beat It, and the bartender was like, wow, that's really unique. That is really a unique act. Okay, I'll give you a drink on that one. And so the man got another drink. And while he was drinking another drink, there was a man sitting at a table on the other side of the bar. But he was watching everything that was going on with the man and the hamster and the frog. And he said, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you sell me that frog. And the guy said, what? You want to buy my frog? And he said, yeah, I'll give you $1,000 for that singing frog. And the man said, okay, that's the deal. And he gave him the frog, and the man put the frog in his coat pocket, and then he paid the man $1,000. And then the man walked out of the bar, and the bartender asked the man, he said, hey, that was crazy. You know what? You just gave away a $1 million act. You could have made millions with that frog. What did you do that for? And the man told the bartender, oh, that's not a problem. See, the hamster's a ventriloquist. So the frog can't sing. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Yep, I'm G. And I'm on top of the world. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I have another short story to share with you. You know, I was telling you I was riding a motorcycle, and I had developed the need for speed. I like racing, and I like things that went really fast. And when I was in the Cub Scouts, we were getting model cars. I got this Pinewood car model that we were supposed to sand the wooden frame down and make the car into any kind of chassis that we'd want to have, that we'd want to race. And it was a box car, so it would race in a soapbox derby. And in the Cub Scouts, they had a track where they had like 6 lanes on the track. And the track stood at one end. It stood 6 feet off the ground. And you would put your car on the top of the track on one of the lanes on the track. And everybody that was racing their cars in that race would put their cars on the lane, and it would have a gate that the cars would sit against. The front of the car would lean against the gate, and then the track would go down on a slope, and when it got to the ground, then it leveled up and it went straight to the finish line. And the track was about 15 yards long. So it was a good race when you put your car up there, and depending on how much weight you put on the body of your car, that depended on how fast your little car would go, because it had the wheels, and you would shave, you would sand your car body down to the shape of the car that you'd want to have, and then you would paint it, and you would put a number on the car. So my cars were always number 7, and I always had a really fast car because I put a lead weight on the bottom of my car. So when I put it on the top of the track, when they said on the march, it said go, and they dropped the gate, and all the cars started rolling down the hill, rolling down the lane, and they were racing to the end of the track. My car usually did really well, and I won a lot of races. And people were so amazed that my cars were so fast. And it wasn't that my cars were really fast and really shiny. It was that I had a wooden weight that I had put under the front end of my car, which gave it that extra weight to make it faster when it was going down the runway, when it was going down the ramp. Soon as it hit the level off spot, it just took off, and it beat all the other cars. And that was my need for speed. And I was in the Cub Scouts, and we would have races like at camp, or when we went to, we had Cub Scout events. My car would always do real well in the event, but they had other kids that put weights on the bottom of their car too, and a lot of their cars were really fast. But my car was usually the fastest one because the weight I put under my car was a lot bigger than the other weight that the other kids put on their car. So my car, my box car, my wooden box car was a real fast car, and I had a lot of fun racing my car on the wooden track that we were racing our car on. And I got the need for speed, and they had a racetrack called Revell Raceway where you could put your motorized car on the track, and you had Brillo brushes under the front end of your car that was attached to the motor of your car. And when you put it on the track, it had a guide that you would fit it on the track, and then you would put the Brillo bristles on the metal part of the track that was on the sides of the Brillo. And you would put that on the track, and then you had a remote control that you would speed. You would turn up the speed on your car, and you would slow it down and turn it up, and you could turn left or right with your control. And we had about 8 lanes on the track. So when you started off in the race, everybody started off at the starting gate, and then they would start the track, and they would turn the track power on, and then the power would engage all the cars, and the cars would be rolling on the track, but they're getting their electric power from the bristles that you had on the front end of the car that was attached to the motor that you had on your car, and that's what gave it its power. And we would be racing all around the track. The track had a figure eight. It had a jump, and it had a loop-de-loop, and it had a lot of turns on the track, and it was a lot of fun to race your cars on the track. And they usually gave prizes to the fastest car on the track, but a lot of times your car would turn at a curve, and it would flip over off the track. So you'd have to go down there and put your car back on the track and connect it to the electric connection on the track, and then you would turn your remote on, and you would turn the power on the car, and you would guide your car, and that's how your car would run. And that was a lot of fun because you could go around all the curves, and you could go over the humps and go over the jumps, and you could go around the curves and everything. It was really exciting to ride with your electric car, because the faster your car would go, the better your chances of winning in the competition. It would be a great, great time having fun racing your car at Revelle Raceway. And I know of two Revelle tracks. One was in Westchester and one was in Englewood. And I would go to the tracks on the weekend, and I would run my cars. But I always had cars. My parents would buy me models so that I had to put the models together, and I had to paint them and put the decals on them and make them look like racing cars. And then I took my cars to the track and ran them against everybody else's race cars. Now, most of the people that I was running against, they had bought cars from Revelle Racetrack because they had a whole assortment of cars that they sold at the racetrack. And you could buy a built car already that was ready to run, and you could just put it on the track, and you could have your controller, because you could rent a controller from the racetrack people, and you could control your car. And your car, if you bought it, it would be fast, and it would outrun all of the other cars. So I had a car that I had to put together because my parents thought I would have more fun if I built my own race car. And I did. I had a lot of fun running my race car, but I would have rather have a car that I could have bought that was already built so that I could have won some races, because I didn't win any races because my car wasn't competitive with the cars that they were selling at the racetrack. All of those cars were high powered, and they had a high powered motor, and they ran at top speed, and they were balanced, so when they hit the curves, they didn't fly off the track like my put-together car did. My model car that I put together myself, it wasn't balanced like these sports cars were. So I would hit the turn at a high speed, and then my car would flip over and fall off the track. And I'd have to go down to the corner of the curve where my car came off of the track, and I'd have to reach over and put my car back on my lane and then take off from there. So I didn't really win any races, but I had fun with my car. It would have been better if I could have won some races, though. But the cars that you bought at the racetrack, they had an AFS, which was like a Corvette race car, and they had a couple of Firebirds that were real fancy sports cars. They had some Camaros. They had some real fancy sports cars that they were selling, and those people were running their cars against my homemade, home-built cars. So I couldn't really compete with the kids that had the built cars, the home built cars. You know, mine was homemade, but I had motor and everything. My car looked real good, but it just wasn't really fast. It couldn't compete with the cars that you could buy for a high dollar price at the raceway. My model might have cost me $25, and it took me like 2 days to build it and put it together and then paint it and put all the decals on it and put my number on it and put the oil company that I was representing in the races, because, you know, they always have an oil company and a tire company on the race cars. So I put my oil company and I put my tire company decal on my car, and I put a flag or two on my car, made it look real fancy, and I painted my car red, and I had a blue car, and I had a yellow car, and I painted them with the stripe down the side, so they looked really fancy. But when they got on the track, they couldn't compete with the cars that were store-bought, and I didn't win any races. But I had fun, because every week I would go to the track, and I'd pay my money, and I'd get my remote control, and I would race on the track. And I had a need for speed, and I was rolling. And that was a lot of fun. I did that for a couple of years. I got my need for speed from riding my motorcycle, and then I was racing my boxcar in the Cub Scouts, and then as I got older, I went to the Revelle Raceway where I was racing my built race cars, that I home-built my cars. And I designed them and decorated them myself. And I went and I raced against everybody else's cars that they had bought and that they ran, that they were high-performance cars. So I had fun. I just didn't win anything. But it was okay because I had a need for speed and I could race my car down the racetrack, and I'd get to the corner, and I'd slow my car down, and I'd go around the corner, and then I'd hit a straightaway, and I'd punch it, and my car would take off, and it would be going fast, and I'd get to a hill, and I'd go over the hill, and I'd get down to a curb, and I'd have to slow down to go around the curb, because I didn't want to fly off the track. I found that was the secret to racing your car at Revelle Raceway, is to control your remote control and control your car. So when you got to the corners, you slowed down and you went around the corners. And then when you hit the straightaway, you punched it. And that's where I learned to race my car. And I learned to go over the hills and under the bridges and all these different parts of the track that made racing my Revelle race car interesting. I had a lot of fun, and I built my cars. I had three race cars, and I built them for the need for speed. And that's my story. So now, back to the radio show. And maybe we'll hear some music from Mystical. We can play a Mystical song if we have one in the repertoire. But we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, G-Money, that's what you say. You say, G-G-G-G-G-Money, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, you gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, big boo. KKK money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. That's GGGG money. GGG money. G money. G money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Woo! I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic,
and I move the crowd. I make some laughs out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
And then the next time we performed, I came out with my cape wrapped around me, and they got some girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they got money they're holding over their girlfriend's heads. So I go to her, and I put my foot up on her chair, and I wrap my cape around her, so that nobody can see her, and I'm playing it to the audience like, oh, my God. And I'm just loving this, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm playing to the crowd, and this girl reaches in and grabs my dick and my nuts, and she pulls my dick out of my G-string and starts talking on it. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with gmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with gmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and now it's time for me to recognize our birthdays for today. Today is Tuesday, so we want to recognize our birthdays for October 4th, 2022. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give our attention to the birthdays for today. Our Libras, we're celebrating our Libras today. All right, DJ Papa D, what birthdays do we want to give acknowledgement to today?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for October 4th, 2022. Happy birthday to Deidre Chapman Scott. Happy birthday to Shell Lynn B. Happy birthday to Dale Bexton, 60 years young today. Happy birthday to Eugenia Woodall Wimberly, 46 years young today. Happy birthday to John D. Edwards, 57 years young today. Happy birthday to Mr. Joe Lowe, Q Sci-Fi, Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated. Happy birthday to David Camps, who also looks like an Omega. Happy birthday to Isis Phillips, 47 years young today, wearing her blue and white. Happy birthday to Whitney Hamilton. And happy birthday to Thessalonia Debris Cassart Friend, 42 years young today. Happy birthday to Janetta Gooden in her blue and white. Happy birthday to Jeff's Corner, 56 years young today. Happy birthday to Mr. Rodney Beaver in his blue and white. Happy birthday to Mr. Gregory Collins, 64 years young today. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Vaughn Johnson. And that's it for everyone celebrating their birthday on October 4th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to all of my frats. Especially my line brother, Vaughn Johnson, and my classmate, Gregory Collins. I want to wish those two especially gracious and grateful happy birthday. And I want to acknowledge my baby brother, since his birthday is tomorrow, October 5th. We won't be on the air to acknowledge him live, but we can say happy birthday to Big Nasty, Dennis Gerard. Dennis Albert Gerard. It'll be his birthday tomorrow. He's big 5-0. He's 50 years young. And he's putting the weight on and putting the age on. And he's getting some knowledge, trying to be smart in his old age. Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today. All the Libras that I have a good time with. I got in my organization, and I want to wish her happy birthday. I don't know when her birthday is, but, oh, yeah, she said it's the 10th. It's next week. All right, so I wish her happy birthday. And I want to wish you God's graciousness and God's glory to your happiness, for your success in your life. So, I want to say, glory, glory be to all that are celebrating in the glory of our Lord and Savior. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you glow in the glory of our Lord and Savior. All right. Well, I want to wish you a happy birthday with the birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Happy birthday, Libras, as we're going to wish you the best and ask God to bless you on this special day that you're celebrating another day of life in this world that he created you in. May you have eternal life eternally. And may your glory be glorified in the honor of God Almighty. And with all of that, I'd like to say, not only have a good day today, but a better day tomorrow, but let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians
and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.